Right now, I want to kind of, you know, look back on one of the great moments of the weekend, which was, if you were a Spartan fan or a football fan, I guess you could say, you know, the state of Oregon kind of got the short stick here. Oregon sends both of its major college football teams to Michigan, and within a 12-hour period, they both go home with losses. And who would have thunk that a few years ago? Probably nobody, because at that time the Ducks were flying high. The Spartans were building themselves back up. But MSU now, of course, up to the number four team in the country after the big win over the weekend. I know that Dr. John B. was, interested, at least mildly so, in this football game. Would I be incorrect? Good morning, sir.
Well, you would be understating. It was a ton of fun. How does that sound?
Yeah,
the family gets together.
Right.
Just a great time.
Great time was had by all. But what about, I guess, the psychological effect of this here on the region? I think I've seen very palpable what we have coming out of long winters with the MSU men's basketball team and how that can uplift spirits after the gloom. Which is, you know, a real psychological effect, as you know, on people's, you know, who live here in the North regions. But basketball can bring it up, and as we hit March, there's a lot of excitement as folks see the calendar turning and the Spartans going to a Final Four. And in football, for some years, it just didn't quite match. There was some excitement leveled and tempered, and then eventually, there it goes. Bring on basketball. But it's not that way anymore. So what about this idea that people all get together and it can kind of level different social segments?
Well, there's no question that you can be somebody doing really a very menial type of an activity. You can be somebody like the ex-governor in terms of Blanchard. Governor Blanchard comes in for games. You've got Peter Sakey, an enormously wealthy, powerful person who was ambassador to Italy for a while, a big Spartan fan. You have young children that are fans. It is a leveling. It's something where so many different disparate groups of people, if you want to use the word diversity in a very positive way, this would be a very diverse group that all have something in common. They all enjoy being Spartans, and they all get together, and they really have a good feeling. And it's a way to bring families together, like my daughter, my you know, son-in-law, my three grandchildren were in this week. My son was here. My daughter, the baby due in December coming, got together with a lot of friends. We went over to my office manager, popped by a tailgate over there, walked around campus. It was just an exciting time, and not just for us. I mean, you could see families, you could see every age of group,
right,
and you could see, I think that the interesting thing is how you can get such a range of people from the most powerful to the least powerful all joining hands and being Spartans for a given day. It's a really wonderful leveling type of an experience and a very good, I think, psychologically very positive.
Okay, so what drives the train here, though? I want to know what your thought is on this. Is it the number of people who get together that help to spur a program on to become more successful? Is it success on the field and winning games that helps to drive people together, or is it a combination thereof?
Well, I think that's somewhat of a combination. I mean, I've been following MSU football since the 50s, so
right,
there have been good years, bad years. It's still something that draws people together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when you get going what Coach D'Antonio has done, when you become one of the elite, powerful programs in the country, it becomes a bigger thing. And psychologically, a lot of people, if you think of it, lead a dull life, you know, not to stereotype, but the watchmaker, the person who's doing a routine work all day, they may like what they're doing, but it certainly is tedious, a life. And a lot of life can be tedious. So in this time, everything is open. You're there, there's a crowd, there's lights, there's the music, everyone is dressed up, all ages are there. And psychologically, people can identify, and if it's a positive, now it can be, and, you know, you don't want to have a negative kind of a identity, but if it's done with good sportsmanship, with the idea of people sharing and enjoying, having an identity bigger than themselves, this can be a very, very positive thing. And I do believe that that is one of the better things of sports. We can always go to the extreme of the person who becomes angry, fights, or does something inappropriate. But as the vast majority of people, certainly at Spartan Stadium, were well-behaved. They were having a wonderful time. There were little kids, old kids, three, four generations walking together. And that is I really think, a positive thing for the community, for the state, and for everyone who is involved. And there certainly were people there that might not be just Spartan fans, but they're football fans and they're people that wanted to get together and enjoy themselves. I'm pretty buoyant on these experiences, and I do. I'm amazed psychologically how it draws people together. I'm getting texts from California, from New York, from Florida, from people that I know about a football game. Okay, I mean, it's really kind of an amazing time of the year.
But then
that
you
was
know,
an amazing game.
But then you know, Doc. Then the Lions come on Sunday and bring us all back. Isn't that the way the universe works?
Well, the Lions are the Lions. I follow the Lions. They were ahead, 21-3, and I thought, well, good things are different. And they find a way to lose. But you know, I'm much more of a college guy. You know, if we're in this town and we're all tied into MSU, whether it's business, whether it's friendships, whether it's our professional background. So, but I do follow the Lions. I have from Charliani over the ball, Les Bigaman, Bobby Lane, Tobin Rudd. I mean, I know, remember seeing these players play, so I follow them, but oh my, that was a sad day. But on the more positive, the MSU win was a colossal titanic struggle, and the good guys won. I might add, there is a book written in 1895 called The Crowd, A Study of the Popular Mind by this Gustav Le Bon, and it's you can get it on the internet for no cost. And the thing that's interesting, he really talks about the crowd. Now, obviously, there are going to be a lot of negative things about a crowd, but I think what we see in football is a positive use. But that's a classic work that a good share of people would be wise to read if they want to look at the world, and then on a smaller scale, look at pretty much the joys that took place in Spartan land all over the country, and specifically here.
I got to tell you, that is that book. And Gustav Le Bon, Doc, is one I missed in the college tax when I was going through school. But, you know, if it's there and it's to be sought out, wonderful world of digital now. Digital libraries are available to you right on your computer. You don't have to worry about blowing off the dust on the old book and trying to find it. Dr. John Braccio, he's drjohnb.com. DrJohnB.com is where the podcasts are. This one will be there shortly. And Spartans off to a very good start here, 2-0 on the season. The guys down the road are back to 1-1, but they had a big win as well. And Oregon and Oregon State go home not too pleased with their visit to the Great Lakes State. Doc, appreciate it again. Look forward to our next chat.
Richard, your buddy there has to be aware. I mean, you got two first place votes with his Ohio State smugness, I'm sure. So that we got a couple of them on
it. Rich Hurl. Doc gets a little dig in on Rich Hurl.
Hey, come on.
But we need to have a one versus two matchup though when they meet in November.
That is what we want.
Doc, be careful here. He controls the buttons over here. You know, he can always vaporize. You don't want to vaporize Dr. John
B. I will not do that.
Yeah, all right. Have a wonderful day, sir. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye bye.